This is an Uncharted North and Interparty Conflict collaboration. Two ages have come and gone. Our world is populated by several civilizations, each with armies and orders, and we've seen the rise of heroes and villains. With the dawn of the final age, what twists and turns will this story take? Let's find out together in The History of Swal Part 3, The Age of Relations. And we are back with the third age, the Age of Relations.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm not crazy about that title, but that's what it
Summer
is.
Summer of Love, baby.
Age of Relations. Very good.
I'm going to have relations with your dad.
What?
You heard me.
Freeman, there is one mistake on the that I'm noticing on the map that you drew.
Okay, yeah, let me just pull it up for the old viewers here real quick.
Sure.
Here's the updated map. It's been a long time since we looked at it. It's a lot of things. What do we need to change?
The tower that has the big Eye of Sauron at the top isn't on the island. It's on the edge of the mainland.
Oh, it is. Mm. Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah. Is it that red spot there? That you
Sorry.
Next to the mountain.
The other thing that looks like an eyeball was already there.
I was slightly confused as to when Cam was like, oh, I don't want to go right by the people. And I was like, well, you're not, they're on the island.
I do think that I should spend my 5 points to alter the land and to do the building project that I'm trying to do. I think that's more reasonable. If I'm going to fuck with Scott, I'm going to fuck with him by the rules.
For the mountain, you mean? When you get into the mountain?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It just depends. Yeah. I think it depends how you want to do it. Like, if you want, as a god, to open that path for your people, then you spend it as...
As a god, I don't. I'm telling them to go recover the obsidian, and I think that's how they would do it. So whatever you think feels right, because I...
Yeah, I don't think you need to spend the points, because you're not shaping the land, you're just creating a tunnel for your
you're
people.
Just commanding
it's more of a story thing than like a world.
So I think it would just be part of, you spend the money to command them, or the points to command them, and then that would be part of the command.
Sure.
All right, so I've moved the sort of circular, it's not really a city, it looks like a mushroom top or something. I didn't have much to work with on the tower and and the eye to the land. Did the people move too?
So some of the Order of the Ivory. The Order of the Ivory. I don't know if I made that part clear.
You probably did. I was just, busy. But I will move the Order of Ivory over and a couple of the creepy eyeballs that I have on the island over. Okay. I've named the mountain that Cam has gone through the Holy Mountain. To use my creative liberties on that one. I think we should have a name for the mountain range, the original mountain range. Any thoughts on that?
Burns Teeth.
Works for me, I guess.
That's it. That's as long as no one is strictly opposed.
There's got to be something better than that.
Jesus Christ. It's going to be the biggest text on the screen, too. it's gonna outdo the tallest mountain.
Oh, no. What have I wrote?
Freeman is really taking it so he can have his own little part here.
Give me something. Is there anything else missing? Did I manage to cover most of it? I managed to update the hole in the ground for the Paradox, and I just threw a little tower in to indicate there's a city there.
Sure, yeah, that works.
There is a sort of bird flying over the city of Paris now, and it's kind of hard to see.
Yeah, I see.
And we have the privateers in two factions, because I feel like you said that it was like there's air and sea, so I was like, I've got the Air Force and the Navy going. What else did I do?
Man, I must have missed when Schmetterkin came into the game.
I messaged Cam separately. That's the butterflies. That's the name. Schmetterkin for the butterfly people.
It works. Farms.
I put some of those rocks on the ground for the rare rocks around the Crundle people.
Mm-hmm. This looks fantastic.
Cool. I've just tried to move the armies around a little bit as they are... named or not named even, but I think we're looking pretty good. Now, what does the next round sort of encompass, Gabe? Like, is it going to be much more map making for me, do you think?
Yeah, so probably not that much more. I mean, this is mostly the age of, like, armies fighting and, like, international civilization interactions. Mm-hmm. So this is more about like the, I guess like looking at what's the cheapest. It's the cheapest to like command a city or command a race to do something. So this is more about like the actual within the few years, the last few years of the setup. This is like the different races are getting ready to do stuff that's going to set up whatever the campaign is that you're running.
Right, because I think in this age, each turn is like 5 years.
Yeah, they say like a few years, and then you can adjust it to be more specific if you want to.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, the first age was like, what, 1,000 years at a time or some crazy like that?
500 years.
500 years at a time. All right, cool. So, obviously, if things get destroyed via war and stuff, I'll maybe have to change a couple things. So, I'm mostly going to try to keep this map intact. Maybe. So what I'm going to do actually for this round as much as I can is I'm just going to try and fill out some detail on the more blank spaces with like cliffs and stuff. And then just at me when you know, when someone moves or if a city gets raised or something like that. And then see from there. Sound good?
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Hell yeah, cool. Brother.
Take it away there, friends.
All right, so we should probably figure out what order we're going in. So everybody go ahead and roll 2d6 and add the relevant number.
Ooh, damn, this Dunk. Is spicy.
Oh, dang.
This is spicy.
Dunk in. Real spicy up in this so, bitch.
Making relations.
Well, Duncan goes on a 20. All the rest of us go on a 12.
Yeah, I think what I meant was it's spicy between
I think
Cam and myself.
Yeah, well, and Gabe.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to say?
Oh, yeah,
I think
we
Dunk,
can go in order of
Scott,
the modifiers.
Cam, yeah, that's what I was going to say, Gabe. You great minds.
Sure. So it'll go differ. Duncan, Scott, Cam, and then me.
Okay. I think it's time that there be a catastrophe.
Cool. We are overdue a bit.
An earthquake is going to ravage the southeast of our island here. And it is going to crumble banlieues of Paris. And it's going to rattle the hole in the ground with a city in it.
That's French listeners.
Okay.
Yep. Hole in the ground with a city in it is the most French thing I've ever said.
It's the most apt description of Paris I've ever heard.
Okay, so what exactly happens?
Earthquake is where? South of Paris?
South of Paris.
It has 1 inch.
In between Paris and, what's the other?
Well, in the rules, it does, on the map of, on the list of actions, it does say 1 inch per catastrophe.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I feel like that's really small. I feel like it should be a little bit more, I mean, not necessarily that you can do whatever you want with a catastrophe, but I think that considering it's one of the most expensive things you can do, I'm fine with it being less strict about what exactly it does. But if you guys feel differently, then that's, you know, we can stick with what it says.
It's the most expensive thing you can do, like, throughout all the ages at all times. Like, it's for 1 inch.
It's always 10.
Yeah, it is always 10. And I think the only thing that's higher is, like, create race at age of land and then age of relations.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want an earthquake south of Paris. What do you think the effects are going to be? North of Paris.
It's going to knock the good alignment right the fuck out of the Parisians, that's for sure. It's going to crumble some of their mountaintop dwellings. Some people are going to die. Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about a piece of the land breaking off of this continent that we have?
Oh, love it. Yeah.
Can you draw me what piece of where you think the land cracks, and I'll try to mock it up.
How about in an absolute devastating blow to the Perry people around this area, like their little cove that they had started life in and held so sacred, it's going to crack that kind of area, the northern area of that cove off, and just
okay.
Be kind
so some of
like,
the some of the caves probably along there collapse.
Yep.
And okay, let me see if I can just crack some of that off.
Yeah, it'll be called the Kit Kat Coast. No, it won't. That's dumb, but it was a good joke. No, it wasn't. That's dumb.
You get him, Dunk.
Break
you
me
get
off him, a piece
Dunk.
Of that.
You get him, Dunk. All right. So I'm going to say that effectively created like a small sort of inner bay island or archipelago, but like with devastating, like a lot of the land just sunk into the water and the caves collapsed. That's probably where you lost a lot of your people. Like, would it be right to assume that a lot of the Perry people still lived in those caves?
Oh yeah, for sure. And this is gonna get a little bit darker because from the steaming, twisted caves will come a subrace of mole platypuses.
Mole people. They are pure evil.
They're soggy mole platypuses. And I have yet
I
to...
love all of your animal choices. I have so few of them.
Really went out of our way to make it hell for Freeman.
And I have... I only just thought of this like right this second, so I don't have a name for them quite yet, but it will be scary as a mole platypus can be. And yeah, I don't know if that had what kind of effects that would have had rattling the you know, if the aftershocks made it up to the Paranox or not, but
yeah, I'm not sure if I'll have any points to do anything about it, but this turn at least. But
okay.
Something. I mean, there's been so many good ideas, but like, if I were to give a hero point or inspiration for something, I think it would be the caves collapse and out runs to save their own lives, like a lost subrace of people. Like, I love that so much.
And also for the listeners, they might not realize, but because we're in the third age, create subrace went from 12 points in the first age, way down to 4 in the age of races, but now it's bumped back up to 10. In relation, yeah. So it's expensive.
Oh yeah, they're not just popping out anywhere. You got to have a calamitous earthquake to get your mole platypuses.
The best I could find were rats. So
yeah, you know, you cross a mole with a platypus, you get a rat.
Usually get a rat. Yeah, that's pretty normal. Okay, yeah. Let me know when you have a name for them.
Okay, I'll think about it because that's.
Oh, I thought the name you were going with was scary. You said you said that, but I guess you meant
you know what?
You meant the word
S C E R I.
S C E R I. Damn it!
There you go.
I love it. Thank you.
All right, that your turn, Duncan.
Yeah, that's my turn.
All right, Scott is next.
Okay. Well, the Avatar, seeing incoming forces burrowing into our land, will command, or wait, hold on. What is it to make it's create order to raise an army, correct?
Think so. Yeah.
So I will spend that's right, because we're in the new the Avatar will create an order, which is another army at Crackspire. Okay. Crackspire itself.
I think it's just command another. Race. Create order is something different, I believe.
Yeah, I think you just command but a command race to build an army. Yeah.
Apologies. So, we'll command race. The city will command race. Therefore, creating two new standing armies in Crackspire for 6 points. And then for my last 3 points, so I have two standing armies in the ocean. And tell me what points to use for this, but they are going to come from the ocean and attack the Chim Perry people on the island. So raising out from the ocean come these crab people in their obsidian shells, magic, just ready to attack.
Okay.
Oh shit.
There you go.
Yeah.
Should
agree it's to going there. Down.
All right, so they just roll out of the ocean.
Are you yelling timber?
Well, yeah, so are we, I guess, do we have to have a roll off here? So,
yeah, what do we do?
So there is something about that. They tend to wipe
out. It's 2d6, I believe. I'm just trying to find this section. It's 2d6 plus any modifiers you have.
Well, so, okay, I'll go ahead and I'll read that first so that our listeners know exactly what goes on. In practice, the question will arise, okay, you know, my army, like I've raised an army at their city and they march against another city. They intend to wipe out the heathen devils to the last man. What happens next? What happens next depends a great deal on what has happened before. Dawn of Worlds relies on great flexibility during play. In most cases, the answers to questions like this is obvious. If a single army has been raised to march on another city, the city itself lies defenseless, the city will be demolished. On the other hand, another player desperate to save the city may send a plague through the invading army or perhaps flood the land between the two places and delay the attack long enough to muster an army for the defense. Also, there will arise times when the outcome is not clear. Perhaps both cities have an army, or perhaps one has raised several armies. Many things can affect the outcome of the battle. In the long history of the world, however, the mechanics of a single battle are left to the dice. Conflicts between armies may be resolved as follows. Consider what sort of things each side has on their side to help them. Like if one of them has technology that might be used in battle, they get a +1. You would roll 2 6-sided dice, adding relevant bonuses, and then the winning army is victorious.
So I'm not looking to completely destroy them here, the Crundle army is going to essentially just start sending in scouting parties and is going to be snatching members of this species and pulling them down into the ocean, into the depths.
Shoot.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, man.
Classic monkey crab fight.
Classic.
Do the monkey people the parafunk tree? Do they have an army?
Chimperi
people do not have a standing army. They only have parafunk tree, the avatar. And he's a pretty chill dude, so I don't think he's going to do much about it.
Okay.
They're pretty much just going to get rolled. You're going to be in there, like, dragging chimps to their drowned death unmolested. That's crazy.
There you go.
I want to point out, too, that, like, there's been a bit of a trend of, like, you know, enhancing your own things and your own peoples and stuff like that, and that's fine. But someone else can decide to put a plague through there to delay that army, for example. Just throwing that out there. Someone else.
I went a little PvP with it, just because that's how my brain works. But I have an end goal, which is sick and twisted.
I'm gonna remember this on Tuesdays, Scott. I'm gonna remember this on Tuesdays.
Bring it on, baby.
For the listeners, Tuesdays when we get them together to fight each other pretty much every week.
Yeah, every Tuesday we have a battle royale of Scott and Dan.
One of us flies down to Texas or flies up to Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough. The free airline miles are catching up, though, finally.
It's really crazy in this economy, to be honest.
And the money we make on those bets.
Thanks,
crazy.
Patrons, wow. For your... Thank you, patrons.
Thank you, patrons. it sounds like they do pretty much get steamrolled. However, the rules make it clear it's you pretty much never completely wipe out a group unless like everyone wants that to be the case.
And I don't want that to be the case.
Yeah,
just
free.
Because I want them to remember what happened here.
Free flights on funky airlines, 24/7.
All right, was that Scott? Was that your turn?
That is my turn. Thank you very much.
Cam is next.
All right, a couple things are going to happen.
There we go.
Yep. The Smetterlings are going to become advanced in logistics.
Okay.
Name one thing that wins everything more than logistics.
I'm not naysaying. Stop thinking I'm naysaying. I'm
you just sounded pretty naysaying.
By your choices.
Why? I'm then going to command the race to bring food and supplies and textiles and everything else that we've been gathering, along with fucking soldiers from the Order of the Ebony to the Peri Peri as disaster relief for 3 points.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Hot damn.
So that is 9 of my 12 points. I am then going to command the race, the Order of the Ebony that are in... What are you calling your territory, Scott?
The city is Crackspire. The territory has no name.
To raise Crackspire to the fucking ground.
Holy crap. Okay, so you provided relief to the Chimperi people?
Yep.
And then the Order of the Ebony is going to raise Crackspire to the ground.
Correct.
I'm going to try. I know. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm going to say, there's definitely two armies there, and I think you've only sent one in.
Yep.
So, yeah.
All right, is that your turn?
That is my turn.
Do we need to do anything to finish off Cam's turn in that
the battle?
The initiation of the battle?
I mean, are they actually fighting yet? Or is that what you want to have your next turn be doing?
I figure that the order, because it takes, y'all tell me, like, if I order this, like, how long, it's supposed to be like 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm. And you're already in the area.
Yeah, I figure, like, an army trying to siege a city probably takes, especially with the size of Kragspire, probably takes at least 3 years, so.
So I guess it's up to you then, the both of you. Do you want to deal with that now, or do you want to deal with that over the next turn?
We finish the round, and then it would say it happens like between rounds. So the next round starts with the result.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm only doing one thing this round, and that is I'm causing a catastrophe.
Ooh.
Heck yeah. Oof,
jeez, thank God.
So the Order of Ebony were burrowing through the mountain that's directly next to the poison swamp, is that correct?
Yep.
And so after doing that, the mountain was left a little bit weak. And over the last few years, the tunnels that they dug, as well as many other natural caverns that were underneath the mountain range, began to break, and poison began to seep out into all of those passages, meaning that the poison swamp can actually, the poison can be found not all over the continent, but like almost anywhere in the continent, there is poison that has seeped over there over the course of years.
Oh.
Also, it's going to make it difficult for that army to get back.
You're trapped in here with me.
So poison is now coming out of the hole in the Holy Mountain, is what you're saying. And can we say that there's like a pressure that builds up inside and like the heat in the underground or what have you, as like the gas like leaks underground, it get like kind of compresses. I don't know, science or whatever, but you know what I mean. And it opens holes across the land. That, you know, so it forces, like, you know, the catastrophe is not just this one event, but it has a ripple effect of, like, these holes opening up across the world.
Yes. So, like, all sorts of places you could be digging and poison would just start seeping out from the hole that you're digging.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
I like how this has been kind of represented on our map as what looks like stink lines radiating outside.
I mean, yeah, it's not much different from what I've got here, so...
The world's stinkiest mountain.
Too good.
There you go. And that's my turn. I got 2 points left.
Who's the good guys now?
So that was that round. Let's roll for the next round.
Oh, such a bad roll.
Same. I rolled 4.
I got 12 points again.
I am not stoked about the amount of points I just got. On 2d6, I rolled 3. Plus 6.
I mean, we could just make this a really quick round.
This is round 2, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So Cam's going to go first, then me, and then Scott, and then Duncan.
You about ready there, Cam?
Yeah. Sorry. I just finished my notes. I'm looking through.
All G.
I did not expect that I was going to be going first with a plus 3 versus the plus 6s and 5s. math was not on my side today. What does event do?
It's like catastrophe, but good.
Kind of like catastrophe, but... not necessarily bad.
More mid. And it costs one less point. It can be good or bad. Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Whatever your little brain decides.
Why does it have to be little? Why are you such a size queen, Freeman?
Why does it have to be big?
You could have just said whatever your brain decides.
Why are you so needed?
Why
are we talking about each other's bodies?
I love to use descriptors.
And yet you can never remember them and have to ask us for them. I went for his neck. I'm sorry. I'm going to command the Formix to raise 4 armies.
Holy crap.
As they mobilize for war, the queen going into hyperproduction. As they start burrowing out and creating more obsidian armor and arms. And that'll leave me with 1 point. And that is my turn.
Okay.
So that's back in their homeland?
Yes.
Sorry, how many armies? 3?
4.
4. Damn.
The ant's popping off.
Well, shoot. I'm going to create 3 armies in the city of Vision. So there was already 1 army there. So there are now 4 armies of eyeballs. They're getting ready for something. So that's all my points. So Scott is next.
So sorry, the Formic people, 4 armies by their city. Which actually, we never named that city, that the stone city you did in the mountains. We never named it.
Oh, yeah, never did. Tree Top Town.
That one's taken.
That one's taken. Okay. The 3T Town. No. Let's see.
The tallest town?
For Micah.
The tallest mountain? The tallest mountain?
For Micah.
That's... For Micah.
For Micah is pretty good.
Micah. Okay. Okay. You spell Formica? Is that F-O-R-M-I-C-A, right?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Okay. So four armies. I don't have room for four armies. So, and you created how many? Oh, by the tower?
Oh, I was using the wrong number of points. Hold on a second. Okay. So that would have only been, I have 3 points left. I'm still going to do the same thing, but I have 3 points left instead of zero.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Commanding stuff is I was looking at the wrong right age.
Okay. And was there a name for your tower as well? Your city?
The city is called Vision.
Vision, okay.
Yep.
Definitely missed that somewhere along the way. Vision City.
And that was me, so Scott is next.
And how many armies did you do? Sorry to interrupt.
So I already had one army there. I made three, yep. So I now have four in that city.
Gotcha.
I'll say one of them is a navy.
Oh, one is a navy. Okay, good to know. Find the boats. Okay, you may proceed.
So I'm going to advance my city with my first 5 points by, you know how you said when the cataclysm happened around my city, these strange stones and crystals and stuff were formed around there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to harness those with magical power and potentially imbue them or use whatever magic is within them to create magical defenses. And so I'm just drawing these like spike shards of crystals around my city.
Oh, okay.
And then with my other points, I will essentially have my two standing armies that were taking the chimperies into the sea, and they come back out. But these crabs are living in the shells that are the skulls of the chimperies. And these are like the special forces units.
Jesus Christ.
That is horrifying.
So they have obsidian and skull shells.
That's awesome.
And so I now have four standing armies in a magically defended city of Crackspire.
Okay.
And that is my turn.
Four standing armies? And two abroad?
No, the two abroad have returned.
Back now.
Yeah. All the two have returned. Okay.
Yeah.
So you haven't created any. Sorry.
No new.
Okay. No new. And sorry, one more time. You've outlined your city, or you've guarded your city with said rare stones?
Yeah, magical defenses.
Magical defenses using the stones. Cool. Awesome. Done. Cool.
Okay. If Scott, you're finished, then that is Duncan's turn.
Finny.
Okay. The Chimperi are going to raise an army now that there is, you know, the shell-covered, claw-marked remains of a society with their now kind of shell-shocked avatar sitting there. Raise an army over in Treetop Town. The scary being fucking scary are gonna make grotesque mud huts on the beach. It's gonna look like some really fucked up termite mounds. And they're going to build a city that will be called Imperville. I'm gonna spell it for ya. Imperville. And the Perry in Paris, I'd like to command their order. I don't want to like wage a full war on the Paranox, but I'd like to command the order to, they now blame the avatar that had delved too deep into the ground for the earthquake, so they would like to start dropping bombs down that hole.
Oh boy, okay.
Oh shit.
Oh baby.
How did they respond to the butterflies real quick? I just want to know.
Oh, they're cool. You know, they like flying. You know, they're grateful for the help. They having been, you know, trying and somewhat succeeding through powered flight through the years. It's great to see somebody that got there ahead of them, and they needed the help. And then they see people in the, you know, the opposite of a butterfly is a platypus that dwells underground. So
the very opposite. So sorry, just yeah. Is it just outside the cave that the scary people came in? That's where Imperville is?
Yep. Yeah, exactly where that all that broken off area. It's just like the jagged coastline
like some mud will rise from the coast.
Gotcha. And then you're moving with like the privateer air force effectively, right, into bomb the city of Paranoxburg.
Oh yeah, it will be a I'll come back to it.
You got this, Dunk. I believe in you.
Yeah. I got a couple years, anyways.
Amazing. Okay. Sweet. I've created that. I think we're good. Here, I thought I was going to like decorate this map a little bit more, but you're putting me through my paces.
Oh no, we're busy deities.
That's busy. I got a little in. Yeah. All right, who's next?
Okay, so that was your turn. That's the end of the round, so let's go ahead and roll once more.
Okay, round.
Scott is probably going to be going first with 16.
Yeah, this map looks ridiculous now. I love it, though. It's so crazy. I don't know what the Paranox people have been up to. That's a big mystery, and I love that idea of, like, you know, well, they're underground. It must be their fault, that earthquake.
All right, so... Top of the round is going to be Scott, followed by Cam with 14, and then me with a 13, and Duncan with an 8.
Okay, so I'm going to... My avatar worried for his people, albeit they are an evil race, is going to command the non-militant Crundles to retreat to the point at the far end of the peninsula. And create a new city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so essentially... Athens? Sorry?
Nothing. Stupid joke.
That was bad, so I believe that's going to be...
Leave the bits to Duncan,
The Crundle people are going into the peninsula.
So it's command race is essentially to create a city, correct?
Correct.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, that's how I've been doing it anyway. 6 points there, and then... They're going to...
What kind of city is it? Is it another cave thing, or is it like an actual structure on the land?
No, it's another cave thing, and they're just going to be burrowing down. It is kind of like a temporary... Like, they're at Helm's Deep, but they're hiding, you know?
Okay.
But they're just kind of making a little... They don't. Essentially, they see war coming, and they don't want to be... They want their regular civilians to get the hell out of there, even though they're the baddies.
Yeah.
Okay, and then whilst they are doing that... the crack spire continues to be corrupted. So I'm actually going to corrupt our civilization for 3 and corrupt the city as well for 2. So it's evil as shit in crack spire now. They're just like essentially sitting there and becoming more and more evil because of the obsidian. It is unknown to them.
Do you have a name for this new city? This sub city to crack spire?
It's just going to be called Farreach.
Farreach. All right.
And that's my turn.
Cool. Cam is next.
All right. The Formix, seeing the non-militants leave the city, are actually going to go there. I'm going to command order to go there and help them build their city. So they're going to show up and help cut down trees, move stones, whatever else. They're going to abandon the siege to help the non-militants build this new place.
The Order of the Ebony is going to loop around.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, and... But they are underground, so I would say if you want to start diplomatic relations, you would have to be sending some of your ant people underground to begin conversation.
What would you want me to roll to, or sorry, not roll, what would you like me? Yeah, they're out here trying to win hearts and minds. Like, on the good level, they don't believe in killing civilians anyways and want to make sure that you are safe. But on the pragmatic level, like, if they can turn you against the rest of the order that's been stealing the obsidian, then, you know, all the better. And so,
are you trying to take their obsidian back from them, or are you allowing them to keep the obsidian out?
If they're using it in their shells, there would be definitely diplomatic relations to why? Why are you using it?
Okay, so
we can determine this next turn. Right
now, why don't we say, like, my answer to this is potentially you would be attempting to purify the city.
Yeah. That sounds right. Purify civilization, yeah, an action. Or city.
Yeah. I think the city, yeah, because city. Yeah.
Okay, so that's 3 points.
They're -3 corruption right now.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let's just say that the people...
Because you created and corrupted it right away?
No, they're just corrupted that much by the civilization.
Well, I thought you were -2 civilization and 1 city.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I believe I'm -3, so why don't we say, but the city's +1, thus making them...
-2, okay.
-2?
So that is 5 points out of 14, so 9 left. Can I attempt to purify more than once per turn? No, I cannot. Okay.
No, it's once per turn.
Yep, I just saw that. Okay, and then, the...
Unless your avatar were there.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Sure. Yeah.
The avatar will start to make, command avatar 1 point will start to make his way, over to Cragsplit. Is that the right word?
Crackspire.
Crackspire, sorry. Crackspire. Sorry, I was close. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then that is 1 point, so I have 8 points left. Commanding 3 armies to reinforce the peri-peri as the butterflies get back and let them know the struggles that are taking place. And that will leave me with 4 points. So 2 armies of the ants, the Formix, will go to help the peri-peri in their fight against the Paradox.
Okay, so you're sending Avatar. More Formix to...
Yep.
Are you sending your Avatar?
Avatar is going up to Cragspire.
Okay.
And the other armies up here. And then 2 of the armies are going to the peri-peri to help reinforce against the Paradox.
The Chimperi?
The Chimperi, yes.
On the
yes.
island? Not the chicken?
Okay, yep. Gotcha. And then... Okay. That leaves me with 4 points, and that's it. That's my turn.
Okay. So was it the Privateer Air Force that was attacking they were dropping bombs into the pit?
That's right.
Okay. Then, so they drop a bunch of bombs down into this pit, possibly attacking the, Paranox out of fear that they were somehow related to this. Whether they were or not, from the hole... Upset now that a bunch of bombs have been dropped on it, comes a new avatar. And this avatar is a giant gelatinous mass of this like blackish purplish sludge. And floating inside this sludge is hundreds of, are they dead? Are they not? Paranox just floating around inside this ooze as it bursts out from this hole. And as it bursts out from the hole, a bunch of it splashes onto the attacking Privateer Air Force and corrupts them.
Ooh.
So that is create an avatar, which is 8 points, and then corrupt civilization, which is 3. So that is 11 points from me.
Okay. Black sludge avatar. Thanks yes. for that.
I mean, honestly, you could just you could really just leave it. The picture is already pretty cool. I kind of picture the thing that's just as like the erupting ooze yeah. shooting out of there.
So it shoots up and kind of like corrupts and then kind of like what falls back down into the hole in a way.
I like the hundreds of Schrodinger's Paranox.
Sure. It splashes out and then just kind of remains in the like splashing shape.
Okay.
Kind of just like lurching up out of this thing. Like maybe right. it's reaching all the way down to the bottom of the pit. Maybe it's attached to one of the walls or something. Who knows? Nobody's going down there to find out.
Mm-mm. Okay.
So that is my turn. Next up is Duncan.
Do you have a name for this new avatar?
Oh, shoot. it's just called Darkness.
It's just called Darkness.
Yep.
All right, Dunk's up.
Yeah, wow. With all of this bombing and this... oozing and this awfulness from Imperville, a deep rumbling turning to high-pitched screech comes from a 7-story tall naked mole rat.
Hell yeah. Find that, Freeman.
Being one last avatar. And it also has its sights turned towards the Paris. It's it blames the Perry people as much as anything else.
Okay.
And that's 8 points.
Sorry,
it
pops into where?
Impairville.
Impairville, okay.
Just angry at everything. I'm expecting some kind of kaiju fight out of this.
Okay. And name for your naked mole rat?
Scott. Wait,
Scott. No.
Got him. Got him good.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
It's the mustache, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's like I'm wearing nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Stupid sexy Scott.
I didn't even think about the fact that we were sitting at the table with Scott. I was just trying to think of something that was scary, but...
It's perfect. Scary Scott.
Is that your turn?
Yes.
All right. I found a were-rat. So maybe that'll do for now.
Hell yeah.
And it's marching on the city of Paris?
It's marching on Paris.
Okay, with no army, just on its own? The avatar?
Yeah. Scott's would you follow that Warden thing?
It's too ugly to die.
All right, if that's your turn, Duncan, then everybody roll once again.
Heck yeah.
Okay, round four. I feel like things are coming to a head.
A horse head.
Okay, so Cam is going to go first, then me, and then Duncan, and then Scott.
All right, going to go ahead and with my 16 points, I'm going to purify the city up here in the northwest.
City of Farreach.
City of Farreach, yep.
Farreach with a K.
Yep. And then that leaves me a 13. Going to go ahead and command my four cities to each produce an army.
Okay.
So that's, yep, four more armies. For 8 points.
Okay, I hope you got your... I don't have space for all these armies, so anytime you move them away from the city, I'm adding it to the map.
Okay.
Just so you know.
So that gives me, 16 minus... so five, excuse me. With 5 points left, gonna go ahead and command the avatar to fight no one? Was that the invisible one's name?
Oh, just has no name.
No name, excuse me.
I just have it down here as nameless avatar.
Yep. So I'm gonna command the Formix avatar to fight no name.
Oh okay. Boy, we're having fucking
a kaiju fight. Yeah.
Kaiju fights,
so, yeah. So the nameless avatar is still in the bay, in the water?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're sending your giant iron horse creature into the water?
Yep. Okay. Can I command Ken Watanabe to say, let them fight?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, I'm going to just adjust the armies a little bit here. I'm going to bring the new horse thing that I have here down and... I still just have... So you're fighting a nameless, invisible thing in the water. I guess only the things that avatars can do, which is represented by a starfish still. Okay, that's good. It's on the map. That's good. I'm just going to send you guys a screenshot of Crack Spire right now, because it's just... There's just so much going on. It's just a mess.
Oh, yeah, baby.
There is a lot going on.
I'm going to show the viewers a bit. Yeah, there you go. They've seen it already, I think. But yeah, look at that. Holy crap.
When your crundles are fighting your monkeys and your horse-headed...
The tallest mount. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Do we roll?
That's pretty good. That's your turn, Cam?
Yep, that is my turn.
Okay. So I'm going to have another cataclysm happen. A catastrophe. I like cataclysm better. Anyway, a catastrophe is going to happen. And I'm going to pitch. I have two kind of similar ideas, and I would like the group's opinion on which of the two is better. Okay. So there's this big lake of poison, or this poison swamp, whatever it was, that now like the poison is reaching everywhere. You may remember a long time ago, the stone man obsidian disappeared into the tallest mountain. Mm-hmm. And maybe he would come back someday. He comes back. He emerges from the lake of poison. I have two ideas for what this means. Number one is that he turns all of the poison and all however far it reaches, he turns all of the poison to obsidian. Okay. The other idea is that the poison corrupts him and by extension corrupts all of the obsidian in the world to become poisonous.
Ooh. See, I feel like I think they both have such devastating effects because you can corrupt all the obsidian in the world and then suddenly that devastates the Crundle army and the Formic people. But then I think if you turn all the poison to obsidian, then it like it could cause like these weird like ruptures and explosions around the world from like, you know, like turning a gas into all this extra rock formation underground and stuff.
Here's what I would say. I think that if he emerges and turns the obsidian to poison, the people that are fighting suffer. The people that don't are not. Because like the butterflies don't use obsidian. The spiders don't use obsidian. It's just the Formic.
The Formic and the Crundle. The Crundle are covered in obsidian, including the people, I think, Scott. No?
Yes.
Extinction is a bitch. I don't know.
You're over there trying to purify them, and then suddenly.
I know. That would suck. Like, I just wasted a lot of time and energy trying to fix them.
I have a vote, so maybe if you want us to vote on it, Gabe, maybe we can have. I have a swing vote if we need to.
Okay. If everybody wants to vote on it. Because I honestly, I can't pick. I feel like they're both good.
They're both good.
Poison the obsidian or turn the poison to obsidian? Dunk, what do you think?
I'm poisoning the obsidian.
Scott?
Okay.
I will poison obsidian. That's fun.
Cam?
Okay. I will obsidian the poison. No, wait. Poison the obsidian. Obsidian is poison.
Okay.
Obsidian is poison.
Okay. That's going to...
That's three, so...
That's three.
So... kind of just like a ripple across the world, all of the obsidian becomes poisonous. Not that it wasn't harmful before, but it's like directly harmful.
Yeah.
And anybody,
like life, right?
Yeah.
Not just corrupting, but yeah.
So
that's awesome.
The Paranox people with obsidian beaks, not doing too hot, huh?
Mm-mm. Yeah, who knows what happened to them?
Just they like might midway
all,
through.
All of them might already be dead.
Midway through getting
a ton of them are inside
bombed.
That ooze thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, seriously.
Well, that's my turn then. So that happens. I have 5 points left.
Shit.
Amazing.
Duncan is next, followed by Scott.
Okay. Well, I would imagine that some ships have around the obsidian coral have killed some Perry people. But damn, a whole bunch of death just happened. 12 points here. What do we got? Gonna command Perfunctory to head on up to Cragspire and try to purify that city. Let's bring some life into there. Or is it all poisony death now? How obsidiany was that place?
I mean,
it was
very
built with obsidian.
Yeah. Pretty much all obsidian.
For the record, I didn't intend for like every race that has obsidian as part of their whole deal. I don't imagine all of them immediately die, but over the next few years.
Because the Formic people, they've been using it, right, Cam? But like they're not wearing it per se.
Yeah, they use it as like armor and gear, but they're not like, it's not their life shell or anything like that. Like they can just as quickly abandon
it. It'll probably devastate both armies of the Crundle and the Formic people, but not kill all of them because they can at least take it off. But the real danger is that, you know, the Crundle people, not the armies, are also going to die, where the Formic people seem like they're probably okay.
Well, because the Crundle people, like, other than the fact that they live in the obsidian, they can take off the shells.
Right. But it's just like, I'm saying there's gonna be like civilian casualties for the
big
Crundles,
time. Big time.
But maybe not for the Formics is kind of what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, because I got a yes and for this.
Okay, cool. So you're sending Perfunctory possibly over?
Yeah, to purify.
Perfunctory?
Yeah, Perfunctory. And then let's have a nice 9-point event happen. That's a good number of points for an event.
So are you purifying Farreach or Cragspire?
Cragspire,
okay.
And for an event,
this is like...
We're looking at a -4 alignment for Cragspire now.
-4? Wow, that's crazy.
What round did we end the first age on?
Like 7 or 8.
It was... Age of Land was 7.
7, okay. I just wish there was more... Some of this empty space, this negative space filled in.
Yeah.
And for an event, a maelstrom will kind of kick up blowing wind from the southeast to the northeast. So all the poison heads northwards.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like a big wind hits the whole continent?
Yeah. There will be some kind of a Chinook blowing down the tallest mountain in the land.
Right.
Okay.
So the actual poison, I guess it begs the question, so the poison was like gas from the swamp and stuff and was eking out of these holes. The obsidian now is poison, but is it like leaking poison as well? Or is it just poison to touch?
I think it's just poison to touch.
Okay.
I think.
Because that would be very devastating to the Order of the Ivory right now.
Yeah. I mean, they're very protected, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They are still living amongst all of this poison.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, north wind. I love that. Just everything is blowing north now. And I would say that maybe even some of the farmsteads get hit. I don't have quite on the map for that. I'll just make it so. Here we go.
Blight up that
some
harvest,
of the farmsteads
buddy.
Like are probably struggling from this north wind like more than usual from a nearby vent that I have here on the map. Might be something a city wants to take care of. But anyway, I'll stop there.
And I'll stop there too.
Go team.
And I'll pick right up where you left off.
No.
You know what? Because okay. I have 9 points, and I as well am going to make an event.
Okay.
It's a south wind. There's no more wind. We've counteracted each other.
So in Crackspire, when the Crundle people... Oh, hold on. My cat is scratching the door.
No, that's a Crundle, actually.
That's the Crundles. They're the suffocating.
Crundles are coming.
Apologies. In Crackspire, where they have been experimenting with this precious stone and creating magical defenses with it and working on magical warfare.
I forgot about the magical defenses.
The poison comes in. I'm going to say that there is some sort of chain reaction with the amalgamation of all these magical properties and poison and obsidian. And essentially, like a nuclear bomb of magic goes off.
Oh, boy.
It's just all of the right materials to create this, like... I wish I had one more point so I could have done a catastrophe, and I don't, but... Fuck it. It's an event, and it is going to be just a massive explosion. And it won't kill necessarily all of the Crundle people there. Some of them are deep underground. But it just levels the city of Crackspire. And including, I would like to say, effects. Because there are a couple standing armies trying to attack here. So, you know, you have the ants outside of there, the scarabs. And you also have the chimperies. I'm just saying... They might take some casualties, too.
How about we have... Because Crackspire is in the caves, right? On the coastline. And yeah. So the devastation is like... It's going to blow out from the caves for sure, but it's really more inland than anything.
Yeah, I think there's definitely room for radioactive fallout to like poison the ships, but I think all of us were at far reach. But I think that, like, my avatar is definitely caught in the blast and killed. Like, I think that's just a thing that happens.
Okay.
When they're about to start fighting, just overblown, the steam evaporates all around them, dead.
Yeah.
Let's say both avatars are dead, then.
Sure. The invisible one's finally gone.
Yeah. Nobody can tell.
Yeah, nobody knows. There's just this. Nobody notices.
The Crundle know.
There's just a silhouette where an avatar used to be.
Yeah. Okay.
Fucking Cracks Noble over here.
Can an event like that just be yes anded on more and more and more without like needing more turns?
I mean, I guess.
Because like, I feel like that's going to create a tsunami that might totally mess up the
It Western might create a tsunami, island. But I have plans for my turn.
Oh, a Fukushima.
But that being said, the tsunami might pass by it, maybe just devastating like the northern part of the it's not necessarily going to go directly at it. But I just want to throw the idea out there. Totally up to all of you.
Okay. I mean, yeah, sure. We can. One of us can do something with that on this turn if they want. Because Scott, yep. Was that your turn?
That's it.
Okay. Let's go ahead and roll. And is this turn five?
This is turn five.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to be me first, followed by Cam, or me with 17, Cam with 13, Duncan with 12, and Scott with 10. We all have a good amount of points this turn. Mm-hmm. I am going to... Sorry, what is the name of the races that had the shells of obsidian?
Crundle.
The Crundle. Okay. I'm going to use 10 of my points to create a sub-race. Some of them managed to survive, and they are thriving with poisonous shells.
Ooh.
And they're calling those... they're calling themselves the Grundle.
Ooh.
Okay, sub-race of whom, sorry?
Of the Crundle.
The Crundle.
Okay. Poof, amazing.
So like,
so basically everyone who is left in Crackspire has become a Grundle. And then, so now, because they were pretty harshly negative aligned there, but I think this is a new start for them if you would want it to be. Though the city would still be negative aligned.
Yeah. I mean, that.
I believe.
I'm not saying whether that's a good or a bad thing. You can do that on your turn if you want to. But some of them do survive. So that was 10 points. And then with the rest, I'm going to advance civilization. I'm going to use 6 of my points to advance the Holden. They're seeing that now there's this poison everywhere, and they have begun to develop very good medicine. Because they saw this coming. They knew that this was going to be awful. They wanted to make sure that they were ready to help people when people started to die because of this.
Giant bottle of Visine.
So I have 1 point left, and that's my turn.
Sorry, Gabe, I just want to toss out there that if you have created the subrace, I was just saying that, you know, you spent the points. Why don't you decide if they're...
Oh, I see, like, what you're saying, because... Because I can choose whether they're like +1 or -1 or neutral.
Yeah, so the city will still be -2 aligned, Crackspire.
Okay.
But you choose how you want them to be aligned.
Then I say they are +1, they are purified aligned.
Okay, so while they're in Crackspire, I guess they're -1, or maybe we can just wipe out the negative altogether. If
just make them neutral,
you know, this kind of pure, yeah, or well, just make them +1 if you want to do it and make them.
Is it possible that Crackspire is no longer?
Yeah, like, okay, I like that.
People survive, but maybe the city is destroyed.
I like that, yeah,
sure.
So the corruption is no longer, yeah. The only corruption is only on the civilization, not the city,
yeah,
which might like kind of justify like them, maybe them almost coming out of corruption a bit because they're like, you know, so devastated they need to find relief, they need to find, you know, salvation in a way. And so they're no longer hampered by like this sort of social setting that's pressuring them.
Cool. Yeah. Well, that's my turn.
Cool. Just quick clarification. The sub-race you created is the Grundle people?
Yes.
But do they look effectively the same as the Crundles?
More green.
Yeah, just the obsidian is
just more green. Yeah, they're just more green now.
Cool.
Cam, it's your turn.
All right. I am going to spend... God, I'm trying to think of what would be the funnest. Like, I think I'm going to spend 4 of my 13 points to purify... Oh, wait. To get rid of the obsidian, do you think that's shape land?
I would say so.
Or command race, if I'm willing to give up an army for it.
Like, again, it's your choice.
Yeah, just I guess at this point, it's your choice.
Does the god do it, or does the race, the civilization do it?
Yeah, I don't know.
But you're the god.
I know, but I am fallible. That's how you know I'm not actually god. Just kidding, gods are fallible. Just kidding, gods don't exist. Just kidding.
Not mine.
Sorry, I went full on. I hate myself right now. I'm going to go ahead and just shape land 8 points and clear out the obsidian waste that is my home at the moment. And so that's going to get rid of the old obsidian spires that have turned to poison. And then I'm going to command an army of the Schmetterkin to just gather up the poisonous obsidian and transport it somewhere. You know what? They'll just go ahead
and dump it in the ocean.
No, they're going to drop it on the Order of the Ivory.
What? Why?
Because they started this shit by coming into our space. They? No, they actually haven't started any sort
of
shit at all.
They just watched it happen.
They just watched it and let it happen. They didn't help anything. They just stood there staring with their fucking weird eyes. No. They will absolutely go dump it in the harbor to the east. Not... okay, well, no, they know about the Perry.
Wow, dude. Very good nature vibes, you know?
Yeah.
Dump all the poison in the ocean.
I mean, you don't have to like the Holden. You can... They can go ahead and drop it on the Order of the Ivory if you want to.
No. I don't think that... The Order of the Ivory has not actually started any beef with the Order of the Ebony or any of the fucking... Sure. Right? So it doesn't make sense for them to be like... Because they've been doing humanitarian response the entire fucking yes. time at their own peril. Like, it doesn't make sense for them to suddenly be like, you know what? Fuck this town in particular. You know what they're going to do? They're going to take it deeper into the mountain, and they're going to bury it as deep as they can and seal it off.
Okay, sir, can you quickly bullet point me exactly what you did?
Shape land, the obsidian spires that turned into poison are dissipated into the upper atmosphere to never be seen again, blown into space. And then the obsidian that was part of my mountain that was touched by the Avatar is going to be carried by the elders of the city, like Fukushima, where the old radiation techs like went in there to clean it up so that the younger ones wouldn't have to deal with it, and they're going to bury themselves deep inside the mountain to make sure that it's not a problem for anybody else.
Damn.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
All right. So the obsidian spires are no longer.
Looks like
And the side of the mountain is purified. Is there a mark left behind, do you think? Maybe?
There is absolutely a big crater, an empty cavernous thing. That
the scar.
If we, yeah, there's a scar. If there's another turn, I will try to do something cool with that. But I'm honestly getting a little sleepy, so, you know.
No, I'll get it.
Sure. Yeah, I think we're getting close.
We're going to wrap up pretty soon, I think, yeah. If we are going to wrap up soon, I want to make sure we have a couple things that might...
Whoa. Yeah. Let me at least get my turn out here.
Oh, no. Okay, sure. No, I wasn't going to wrap it up. I was just going to throw out a couple ideas and make sure maybe there's a couple of loose ends that we want to consider tying
on. Okay, well, let me get this, and then we can...
I've still got my turn, too.
And Doug.
Go for it. Jeez, Freeman, why are you trying to rush everybody?
Freeman, what
I'm
the
not
fuck?
Playing. I'm busy map making.
I'm going to use 10 of my 12 points to have a cataclysm that just ends the world and we're done. Bye.
Oh, yes. Shoot. Man. All right.
No, cool. I'm just joking.
Thanks for watching, listeners.
to the scary people are going to make two scary armies, one with the Avatar. I'm going to command the Avatar to raise an army, to command the city to raise an army, and then raise its own army. And next turn, they will end the Perrys in a fit of, I don't know, screeching naked mole ratness.
Oh, jeez.
And
Scott really fucked it up.
that's about it for my turn. That's 6 points.
Okay, hold on. What? Okay. Hold on. I got lost there.
You did. How there's many an things? Avatar at the scary place at
the mole rats
in Pearville.
Right.
I want the Avatar to use Command City to Scott to raise an army.
Okay.
And I want to command the city to raise an army. Can I not do that in the same turn?
I don't know.
I just want to make sure. You can do that.
Yeah.
Putting an army right here. I just want them to double the size of the army in the mountains so that even if we were to end on this turn, no matter what, an army of naked mole rats being led by a 7-story tall naked mole rat named Scott is marching on Paris. Okay. And I end my turn. Oh,
boy. Gotta clip that.
I just love it right now. I'm creating text. It's just Scott that just says scary army. Okay, so one army helping the assaults on... I gotcha. All right, is this Scott's turn?
Yes. So I have 10 points. With my first 2 points, I'm going to command city, and they are going to doff their poisoned shells and get rid of that obsidian, and they will take the some of the precious magical stones that they had brought from the other side, and they are going to wear those on their backs instead of the obsidian. And then I'm going to spend my 8 points to purify civilization twice, leaving the remaining Crundle as a +1 alignment, seeing the error in their ways and removing the scourge from themselves. So Far Reach has become a beacon of hope.
Holy crap.
Okay.
And that's my 10.
Is that where we want to leave it?
I have, think so. I think maybe one or two questions. The Formic army is still over with the Chimperi people. Is that correct? With aid, Cam?
It's with aid.
With aid, yes. With okay, aid. That's still a thing. Okay, just want to make sure. Ants
and Loki's living in
peace. The sub-race, the Bielic people, you gave me the name off screen. What happens to them after the obsidian is destroyed? Because that was part of their shtick, wasn't it?
No, they were the granite workers.
Okay, so we're working
on granite. Yeah, they were the granite architects.
They're still working the mountain.
Yeah,
and that sort of thing.
I think that some of the older ones probably did help the older Formics take the poisonous obsidian down to seal themselves in. But yeah, no. In terms of what they normally worked with, it was granite.
Mm-hmm. They used the limestone. Granite to seal it over like a dome,
yeah,
like Chernobyl.
Yeah.
The Privateer Air Force that was corrupted by the darkness. What do you think happens to them?
I guess Gabe. Might know.
Shoot.
Well, were they being eradicated by the Skaries?
There's no reason to. There's no mechanical reason to say that they aren't still part of the city of Paris and the Perry people. But I kind of was hoping that maybe there was something that, like, you know, there was an after effect, a ripple effect. Maybe the city of Paris is going to become more corrupt now while it's being sieged, or maybe the darkness takes the Air Force for themselves for more defense.
Well, there's
something along those lines.
There's still that remaining kind of corrupted area that once that obsidian turned poisonous, we can kind of assume that the Paranox people didn't turn out too well, so perhaps there's like the Air Force on the Mesa and the corrupted side of the mountain, the invading Skaries on the other side, like over a long enough period of time that can turn into like two factions of corrupted Air Force side versus corrupted Navy side kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know what I had planned at the time. I kind of like the idea of it's maybe like a subtle thing, and just over time it just means that the corruption will continue to spread beyond just that peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And possibly spread through the people that were trying to, you know, were fighting off the corruption that got corrupted themselves.
Right. And the Perry people have no army that I recall.
Paris did raise an army.
Oh, Paris did raise an army. Okay. So that's,
but I mean, presumably when the earthquake happened, it could have knocked out quite a large chunk of that. Or did.
Sure. True enough, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I should. That's true. They had an army, but I had it as an order, the privateers, which is more or less the same. But what I've set up is like there's Perry people still out in the devastated lands from the earthquake, and there is an army within the city holding it from the siege, and there's still a navy out there that's sort of like probably doing its best to fight against Imperville, but can only do so much from the water, and can't really do much to stop the siege. Does that sound about right and okay?
Right. And I mean, they've also got a bunch of poisoned obsidian that they're now contending with.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And there's poison blowing northward for a while, I think. and I guess I have just two questions for Gabe.
Sure.
What's the current situation of the Order of the Ivory now, given that the obsidian has been mostly removed, especially nearby?
Yeah, so if we had gone one more round, I was going to have them basically gear up to go and try and kill the Avatar obsidian. They're basically gonna take all their armies and the Avatar that they have in the city, and they were basically just gonna go and fight the god of corruption and poison.
Right. My next question was going to be then the Avatar obsidian becoming this poisoned obsidian creature. Do you think that the Avatar's name changed at all?
That's a good question.
And do they still just exist in the swamp?
I mean, for now.
They put a foot
They were the start
there.
Of all this.
They kind of were. I did not expect that to become as big as it was.
I love this idea that like there was this poisonous swamp that was hard to pass, and then this formic people just crossed through a mountain, and then because of this avatar stopped even the passing through the mountain was stopped, you know, and now this avatar like stands in this poisonous swamp as still the same or even more powerful barrier to the northern mm-hmm. part of the land. Is it still obsidian?
I think for simplicity's sake, people just call it obsidian. It didn't really have a name to begin with. It was just this giant man made out of black stone.
That just caused obsidian. What's a green colored gem?
Jade.
Either jade or emerald.
Garnet?
Or obsidian.
No, garnet's red.
Is garnet green?
Yeah. Oh. Garnet's red. Yeah.
Well, fuck me, right?
Hey, what color's vermilion?
Red. Freeman?
Vermilion's like an orange.
Is it greenstone?
Tourmaline.
How about tourmaline?
Tourmaline. That's a pretty name. Oh, you don't have to rename it, but tourmaline?
Maybe people call it tourmaline. I don't know. I'm fine with just obsidian still, but...
I think obsidian still works, yeah. I was just curious. This change in this avatar. Cool. I pretty much have the whole map done. I might make a couple adjustments from here, but I've had it on the stream for a while now since... it wasn't much. The Foundry was much use to us other than rolls, sure. But it looks pretty gnarly. It looks pretty wild.
And nothing happened with the heart people, by the way, ever.
Yeah, no,
they just chilled.
Yeah,
they're just there. They're just evil. You know.
I think it's fine. They're there and they're evil.
Up there, a bunch of
bum tickers.
Sometimes
that's just the way it is, right?
Right.
You go across and discover the island, and you're like, oh yeah. this is. I'm gonna go back. That's fine.
Don't fuck with them. Why would you? They're evil. Just leave them alone.
So yeah, that was Dawn of Worlds. Did you all have a good time?
I had fun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
it was a proper.
Yeah, it was really great. It was interesting trying to follow, you know, things that you wanted or maybe plan. Like I planned some things that I didn't do, planned some things that I did do. Mm-hmm. But it was like fun to try to yes and fight back against my initial reactions to just be like, well, no, I think that this is going to happen. So, yeah, it was
right.
Good.
Yeah, I think if anyone watching, I think my recommendations after this session, you know, just kind of sitting back, involving myself a bit, but mostly listening, I would definitely re-encourage that, you know, don't just play your own people, try to navigate others. We did it a little bit, but mm-hmm. mostly everyone played their own. Which was fun, mostly, but like it adds, there's a very different dynamic when you start playing with other people's creations. And very much what Gabe said earlier was like, this is not a, can it be done by the rules or not? Like explain how it's done as you drill through that mountain and how you make your way through. Just get so much flavor in there. Cause that's your ticket to actually building a history for the world, right? How did the former people get through that mountain and what kind of technology did they have to have?
To do that?
It's super cool. Yeah.
I think if we played it again, it would be more interesting to like play with other people's creations, mm-hmm. but it just, you know, coming from the background of RPGs that I played, it just feels a little off-putting to...
Dip on somebody else's toes.
To mess with someone else's thing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, I'm, like, kind of predisposed not to do that, but I think that's something that would change if we did it again.
It's sort of the, you know, one of the things they promote in the system is to, like, kind of shake that off when PBF. It's really mm-hmm. cool. Yeah. But you're right, it's a difficult thing to do. So, I think if we played this again, we would probably try harder at it. And I would like to give it a go if someone else wanted to do a map. But
sure. And also, I'm not saying... I'm sure you all have busy schedules like myself, so it probably won't happen, but if you were to run a one-shot or something in this world, I'm sure you could probably come up with all sorts of fun stuff that you could use incorporate some of the events that happened during the game.
Yeah. And if anyone watching happens to want to do it with the world we just created, you have full permission as far as I'm concerned, and please let us know about it. That would be awesome.
Yeah, shout out in our Discord. Let us know what happened.
Definitely. Yeah. You see all the links below on the video here in YouTube that you need. And we're always hanging out in the Discord. And if you need to get into contact with any of us, or you just want to go ahead and see what more we're going to throw up on the channel, just like and subscribe and all that jazz. And thank you, Gabe, for introducing this game to us. This was super cool. You told us this, I think, a year ago. By the time this releases, it'll have been a year and a half or something like that. But I've been looking forward to this one for a long time, and it's turned out really, really cool. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Go to sleep, Cam.
Leave me alone.
It's not easy being the tallest mountain in the land.
It's tough with these craggy peaks.
Do we want to go around and have everybody plug stuff?
Most of us here are members of Uncharted North, which you'll see on the YouTube channel, unchartednorth.ca. You can find us on Stemming the Tide, an actual play podcast of the Abomination Vault's Adventure Path for Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Also Encounter This, James, who is not with us at the moment, who usually loves doing the production side of things that I was doing today. You can catch him on that show and various other things. And Gabe, obviously, has been helping us out with collaborations. Gabe, you want to plug anything else you're up to at the moment?
Sure. I feel dumb for not getting any of the episode numbers, but I'm sure I talked about the previous time I played this on my podcast, Interparty Conflict, but I'm sure it's on some episode somewhere in the last five years. Who knows? But I'll just say, hopefully by the time this goes out, I'm working on an actual play podcast that will hopefully be coming out sometime soon. I've been working on it for a very long time, and it's been very slow going, but hopefully it will be close to coming out, if not already out, when this comes out. So
I've had a sneak peek of it, so it's pretty fun, and it's a very different approach to the production side of things for many reasons, but it's super fun. It's wicked fun. So
cool.
Can't wait to see the whole thing. All right, thanks everyone. Thanks for watching, everyone.
Thank you.
And we'll
have a good day.
We'll hopefully be back as soon as we can for another collab. See you soon.
Peace out. This has been a collaboration between Uncharted North and Interparty Conflict. For more information, check the show notes at unchartednorth.ca.